What's up, everybody? It's Eddie Greeter III, host once again the EG3 podcast here in Kansas City, Missouri. Sports running on airport conference across the desk in Kansas City, Missouri. Here recording on Saturday morning. This episode, latest episode, July 18th, 2026. You're very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your later on in the weekend to do so as well. This will come up. Well, I've been posting these episodes now a couple hours before the NASCAR race, specifically the Cup Series race. So, and then sometimes there'll be an episode on Fridays. There's not this time, obviously, since I'm recording on Saturday. But again, I guess from here on out, unless there's something else going on, I will be posting episodes prior to the Cup Series race. And sometimes, yes, there is. Usually, as I'm working through a little bit of pain, I don't know what's going on with my jaw, or this might be too much information, but I'm going to share it anyway here on this podcast. But yeah, there's something going on underneath my tongue that's causing these sharp pains. So I'm just trying to work through that, at least for right now. That's why I'm kind of talking a little bit slow here on this edition of this podcast. So that is why, if you hear any pauses today, that is why. So yeah, sucks, but we're moving. But hey, like per usual, we're gonna move this thing forward here on the podcast. Again, EG3 podcast, sports running airport comes across the desk in Kansas City, Missouri. Here, I'm just got back from the group run, and originally I was not going to do 10 miles, but did it anyway. So there's that, and given the routine, we'll see. I'm trying to wait until tomorrow afternoon after work to get my biggest run in a little bit, because EG3, I need to save this for later, might be sneaking in another race up his sleeve. I mentioned this on last week's episode, didn't do it. So I did mention a couple people that yours truly, I'm gonna save this for later, definitely has my made up after going back and forth for the last several weeks on what he's going to do in the fall. Well, that is almost solidified. So we'll touch base on that on the back end of this podcast. But I do want to start off on the front end by the NASCAR Cup Series primetime and Atlanta. I'm gonna go ahead and say I did not see this race. Why? Because, well, I was keeping up with it, but then of course Georgia, Florida, it's gotta rain in the month of July, so there was like a 3-hour rain delay. And y'all can debate whether it could get pushed. This race could have been waited. The rest of the race, anyways, could have been raced the next day, or you're gonna wait into the wee hours in the morning to do so. Well, kudos to NASCAR for getting this in, but majority of us didn't see it. We didn't see it. But typical Atlanta, and common denominator, who was a part of it again? Ryan Blaney, who all of a sudden has put himself into the picture for the regular season championship, wins another Atlanta, was a part of another wild finish. And I'm going to say that was not a 3-wide finish. That was more like a 2-wide finish. So I don't know what y'all was watching, especially if those of y'all staying up past midnight. But Blaney involved in yet another dramatic finish. This time, he wins it. And remember, if for those of you who don't remember, you got to go back not too far long ago, last year, Blaney part of that 3-wide finish with Daniel Suarez and, RIP Kyle Busch. I believe that's right. I want to say another person, but I believe it was Kyle Busch. Again, RIP, rest in peace, Kyle Busch, Daniel Suarez, and Blaney. in which Daniel Suarez was declared a winner of that filling finish, right? So this time, Blaney, Hocevar, Bubba Wallace got got kind of DQ'd for going below the yellow line, which I can debate that more so later on. But him, Wallace, who later got demoted to 28th or 29th, where that finish was, and Carson Hocevar in the middle of that as well. But Ryan Blaney has got put himself in a position, and good kudos to the NASCAR stat people for pointing this out. He's all of a sudden, you know, with the self-destruction of Tyler Reddick's big lead evaporating and Denny Hamlin taking over the points lead, all of a sudden, this jibber tit for tat back and forth, you have Ryan Blaney in the mix now, and yes, we're going to North Wilkesboro tomorrow. I'm not, but the Cup Series, I believe the Trucks was there also in the Xfinity Series. Now, I have to double check on that, but when this episode comes out, the Cup Series will be on tap in the afternoon, right? So, yeah, man, here we are again, ladies and gentlemen, and Ryan Blaney has carried the tote for four the last several years, and yet again, who was named Silver Fox? Was it David Pearson back in the day? I believe David Pearson, who somebody was called the Iceman. Not the Iceman, but the Silver Fox. Excuse me, not the Iceman, was Terry Labonte. What am I talking about? The Silver Fox. Yeah, David Pearson. I'm going to double check myself later on. But yeah, Ryan Blaney's become that. And we're going to these places where he's been solid. And if Denny Hamlin and or Tyler Reddick were to keep stumbling around. Now, again, Hamlin finished top dozen last week. Reddick finished in the top 10. He needed that to stay within striking distance. Because we'll go to the bubble picture in a little bit. But we talked about the bubble pitcher. And now we need to talk about the front end of the pitcher, because the regular season title and the way that this new format has laid itself out, you have to be in the top at least no later than six to have an opportunity to win a championship. Now these three, depending on how the regular season, they're going to be right there in the mix. Blaney, former champion, Reddick and Hamlin been oh so close. Particularly Denny Hamlin's case, close, but not close enough, right? So, yeah, Ryan Blaney has put himself right there. He's carried the banner forward in the last couple of years. There's no question about that, and particularly with this type of racing, whether that's Atlanta, Talladega, or Daytona, he is going to be a threat to win the race, and he did that again with the with his Quicker State 400 last weekend, which went into the wee hours of the morning thanks to a 3-hour rain delay there as well. So yeah, it's crazy, man. We've been talking about Toyota all year long, and rightfully so, because they've dominated majority of the year, and now you're seeing here comes that 12 car again, putting himself into the mix yet again. And how about Forgotten Man, Christopher Bell, and when this comes out tomorrow, we're going to North Wilkesboro, where he won the All-Star race, Christopher Bell did, and Bell, he's been bridesmaid too many times lately here in the summer stretch of 2026. Could he finally break through in this race? I need to tighten up in my fantasy. I need to tighten up my fantasy because I have self-destructed. Not because, again, I'm back to, well, you can probably say I'm back to normal. Because all these picks, all these picks have been good, at least in the NASCAR group chat. But all of a sudden, I'm back to normal with guys wrecking out. Got Bubba going below the yellow line, Larson wrecking late. Oh, so it's back to normal. So I believe I'm back to last place, if I'm not mistaken. There as well I was off to a solid start, and now I'm like, all right, okay, time. Okay, we need to tighten up there a little bit there as well. So, but yeah, just a little bit update on that. But on the other end of that, I'm in two different fantasy leagues. So on the other end of that, I hit a home run, obviously. Penske, you know what it is. Blaney winning, Joey Logano need to stay in the hunt to get into playoffs, and we'll get to the bubble in a minute. Logano finishing the top 10 last weekend in Atlanta. Oh, by the way, Atlanta, Georgia, my home state. So we got in almost, hold on a second here. How many minutes were in here into this episode? Just over 10 minutes in this episode. I've yet to say that. There as well. So yeah, man, awesome stuff there on, at least for that one. So I don't know how far I'm out from top 10 in that as well, but yeah, coming in here to Atlanta, we got business going on. We got Carson Hocevar turning around and firing back at people. We have Zane Smith not happy with Carson Hocevar. We have Austin Hill, Shane Van Gisbergen, SVG still not happy a little bit. I'm going to take matters in my own hands. Oh, yeah, Shane Van Gisbergen, again, if you want to see another huge run for him last weekend, finish inside the top 10. He needs to be doing that, or at least top 15. To keep himself relevant as far as being in. Now, you can make the chase for the playoffs, you're going to be relevant. There's no question. But for the championship, not so much, because you're going to be back there where, again, I there's too many drivers in the playoffs for what it is anyway. You got to be top six for opportunity, and you got to have some help. Okay, so there's that. Ryan Blaney was dominant all night long, by the way. In that race there, Ryan Blaney led, let me see here, Ryan Blaney, out of the 263 laps, led 171 laps in his race. Despite being a yo-yo, back and forth, and the people were right. That track, that race that we all saw. Now, again, whether y'all stayed up, watched it, or had the DVR going, and watch it the next morning, or watch a condensed version on YouTube. That was classic Daytona. Worn out. Now, not necessarily not yet, but your handling type of racetrack, where everybody starts in that big pack, and then the longer the run goes, the more the cars get spread out. And all that, right? So, before the rain, it was Daytona like that. But the second, when the cars came back out, it was more Atlanta, and everything was kind of teeter-totter together and whatnot of that, right? So, yeah. But what it was, Ryan Blaney was able to pass cars back and forth. He had a very strong car, obviously sitting on the pole, leading that many laps, and all of that, right? So, yeah, it is definitely you're getting to this stretch of the season where, again, Ryan, if you compare the three drivers, right? Tyler Reddick, Denny Hamlin, and Ryan Blaney. Let me run that. Hold that thought for a minute. All right, so let's run over this top 10 real quick. Right, Blaney, Bell, Hocevar, Ty Gibbs, Erik Jones up in here finishing in the top five. Erik Jones trying to stay alive for opportunity for a chase spot, right? Then Shane Van Gisbergen sixth. Again, Shane Van Gisbergen trying to stay relevant for the playoffs. He's right there. Austin Dillon, Tyler Reddick, Joey Logano, and Chris Buescher. Sitting in here in the top 10 from the other night, from last week in Atlanta, Echo Park Speedway. Their huge win for Blaney. Is this Ryan Blaney's second win of the season? I think so. I want to say it is. So I try to remember. I want to say his second win. I want to say his second win of the season. Maybe I'm wrong on that. I need to go back and check that out there as well. But either way though, Blaney getting back to victory lane and kind of redeeming himself from being the short in the stick last year in that thrilling 3-wide finish that I mentioned early on this episode. So, but it, yeah, I want to go back to the top three itself real quick. Right? Ryan Blaney, put himself in striking distance all of a sudden. So Denny Hamlin, you can't screw up. Tyler Reddick, you can't force script anymore. Right? North Wilkes World, tomorrow, when this podcast comes out, it'll be this afternoon. So you have that. Brickyard could be a wild card in itself next week. Iowa, what comes to mind? Ryan Blaney, okay. Richmond, what comes to mind? Denny Hamlin, Ryan Blaney. Sometimes Tyler Reddick in there. New Hampshire, what comes to mind? A Ryan Blaney, a Denny Hamlin, Tyler Reddick, last in there. And then, of course, the regular season finale, Daytona. Who comes to mind? Blaney. Right, I just said, so again, which name came out of my mouth first the most? Blaney. Yeah, so again, Denny Hamlin, for how he caught up to Tyler Reddick, because Tyler Reddick had all his issues here in the summer months. he's had all his issues, right? So Denny Hamlin, the leader right now, you can't afford to have any well, he salvaged, well, I should say salvage is the wrong word. He needed a solid finish, got it, in Atlanta. Now you're heading North Wilkes World, where Denny Hamlin is strong on short tracks. Tyler Reddick is kind of up and down here and there, but Daytona, you got to go back early in the season. Tyler Reddick winning Daytona 500 and all that, being at the right place, right time, and so forth. So yeah, man, as my phone continues to go off here on a Saturday morning, probably because of Strava notifications and of NASCAR news, of course, right? Oh man, there it is. On my other podcast, makes another appearance, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Why? Because it's a daily podcast. Again, if you're a K-State fan, make sure you go check that out as well. We're gearing up for this. This is a good time to pop that in here a little bit, since I went ahead and mentioned it. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State athletics, where that is football, men's, women's basketball, fall sports, women's golf, men's golf and women's golf. I'm butchering the whole thing. Women's volleyball and women's soccer. That's what I was getting to. It's cross country and other sports in there as well. We just had a few guys get drafted in the 2026 Major League Baseball draft. You got Colin Klein getting ready for his first season as the head coach for his alma mater, K-State. A lot going on, man, and things are picking up with coaches and whatnot. You want to be part of the action, and particularly, especially, you want to be, if you're a K-State fan, but you're interested in how K-State's doing, go up, hop over there, give it a listen. And yeah, we're going to be gearing up, getting back to being a daily podcast. I know we've been kind of in and out here over the last few weeks with some content, but hey, I got content recorded. It's just yet to be posted. So make sure you go over there, check that out. Yeah, so back to NASCAR to kind of finish it up the front end of the regular season. Blaney, quietly has put himself in the picture with the Toyota domination all regular season long. Ryan Blaney, after all that, can sneak up and take the regular season title away. That would be something else, and have that momentum for the playoffs, right? So we'll see what happens in this North Wilkes World race. The last time we're out here, it was the All-Star race, and I mentioned them before. Who did I mention before? Christopher Bell. Christopher Bell won this race and beat Joey Logano. Head up for $1 million a season ago. Now this race is a points race. And oh my, how would it fitting would be if one of those two drivers wins it? Now I've already used Logano in my other fantasy, so I can't use him. But I could use Christopher Bell, and I might double down and use him in both fantasy leagues this week. But every time I double down, one of the drivers wrecks. one of the drivers crashes out. So it's like, do I really want to do that or want to keep it separate? So I guess a good thing, I guess, in a lot of ways, I kept it separate and gained on my in any other fantasy league. So we got to tighten up in my group chat. In the NASCAR group chat that I'm part of. So I need to tighten up there a little bit there on that one. But speaking of tighten up, the point standings are really tightened up on the front, and things are still interesting on the back end. When we come back on the other side of this break, we'll take a look at the backside, because Bubba Wallace, I did not know this number. He's close to the cut line, and we think, shame, right? But we're getting that, and of course, EG3 almost finalizing his fall schedule. We're getting that and more here on the last third of this latest edition of the EG3 podcast in just a moment. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer, I think we're warmed up now here on the podcast, working through some pain below his, I know it's too much information, but working through some little bit of pain for whatever reason underneath my tongue. I know I got a cold sore, so it's that, but it's affecting my right side of my mouth. when I feel it, oh yeah, it is a sharp pain. It don't feel good, but at least so far, we're getting through this okay, actually. So we're working through this pain here on this Saturday, July 18th, 2026, the EG3 podcast. Running, sports, whatever important comes across his desk in Kansas City, Missouri. I just got back home from the Kansas City Running Saturday group run, which I had debate of what I was trying to do this morning. I was just back and forth like, okay, now what? So, I think we're definitely close. We're definitely close on what we're going to be doing for the fall. And he might have made his mind up on a potential race here in a couple weeks. That is a cliffhanger by itself. I've mentioned it several episodes now. This cliffhanger I'm talking about. Dan Abrams last night saying on his OPL show that On Patrol Live that, you know, it's not a surprise. If you go ahead and tell it now, it's not a surprise anyway. So I've just been spitballing cliffhangers here and there. Now I did tell a couple people that I am potentially, it's not set, going to be running I-35 challenge. For those of you who don't know, I'll get into that. But I haven't run it before, but it was with halves, and it was a year where it was separate. And I think I told this story before. If not, I'll share it again. This usually is a weekend series, not one race, 1 week, one race the next. Okay, so we got that going. So that is a definite possibility. The other one that is going to be a cliffhanger. That's going to be a cliffhanger because we go surprise some folks. And I think we're gonna surprise some folk again with that announcement, but we shouldn't say anything more for our say for it anyways. But yeah, so there's that. But anyways, back to NASCAR real quick before we sign off here. So yes, folks. So we talked about the big three. Did I just say the big three? I did. Blaney with that win, dominating performance, by the way. Despite, you know, during the race he was going back and forth. And with contact with best friend Bubba Wallace, which I'll get into in a minute, on Wallace's side, by the way. So Blaney led all those laps and wins the race. Now, again, sometimes you don't win having a dominant car. We have seen that over and over and over again. But Ryan Blaney there got the help from Christopher Bell and propelled him forward. Blaney gets it done last week with the finish in going over to the next day, thanks to the weather down there in Atlanta, Georgia. Now we turn our attention to the Window World 450. Oh boy, that's not what I want. We want the driver points. Yes, we want that. So there's that. Yeah, so Blaine's in the mix now. Ty Gibbs fourth. He still needs, yeah, he's 126 back. So then after that, yeah, Chase Elliott, he kind of fell off a little bit in that race there. But I want to take a look at this bubble picture, right? Eric, it's become a battle now between, I'm trying to zoom in here, Eric Jones and Joey Logano. And Joey Logano, 8 back of Jones in a treasure spot. Priest, yeah, I, for what it was, for Daytona, the first, not Daytona, for Atlanta the first time around, RFK, Roush Keselowski Racing. Yeah, I think about that for a minute. Drawing blanks here, but Roush Keselowski Racing there, not a factor. I mean, I know Chris Buescher was 10th, but overall, they were not a factor in this race. And I picked Brad specifically because of his track record in Atlanta. That cost me. That cost me there. So he had early contact with the wall. That cost me a lot of points there as well. And right now, yeah, Keselowski, he got work to do still. Priest, Chastain, let's see here. Yeah, Almendinger, your chances are done. And I probably say put a fork in Michael McDowell, too, for that matter. Because you're too far out. You're going to have some serious help from one of these guys. The other guy, and that his butt cushion shrinking ever so slowly, or quickly for that matter, Bubba Wallace. And I think Jeff Gluck mentioned this on the teardown pod. Bubba Wallace, all of a sudden now, you go back to early on in the season, Tyler Reddick and Bubba Wallace were 1-2 in the standings for like 4 or 5 weeks straight. Then Wallace, of course, getting his own way sometimes and getting involved in somebody else's mess. Now all of a sudden you're 55 up from the cut. Yeah. And Tyler Reddick, who's been sensational all year long, except for the summer where he's running into trouble. We documented it here in this episode today that, man, you gotta stop the bleeding. You should have finished second. Not only that, you had a chance to win the race, honestly. But you finished second, or no, you did not finish second. You end up DQing, going from second to 20. That is the worst. I would have rather just finished 30th hands down. I say, look, I had a bad day, I had a bad weekend. I'm back here, no speed in the race car, 30th to 31st, and then instead of being DQ'd, have an opportunity to win, and then all of a sudden you go behind that yellow line, which he wasn't all the way down there, but whatever. But whatever, we can debate this all, we can debate that all day long. But he didn't miss it, and really, when you look at it, he didn't miss the position by that much. Now, he was coming to 3-wide with Carson Hocevar and Blaney, but Bo Wallace just had a fast car, fast race car. And again, stepping your own toes in your own doing, it's gonna cost him. He's gotta tighten up. Now I mentioned tighten up in the first half of the show. And I bring the same thing again. It's gonna have to tighten up. Cause he should have fit, yeah, he lost a lot of points on the table. Now, yeah, again, if I had an alternative, I would just finish 30th straight up. No speed. Is we want to move on to lose all those positions like that. Yeah, and that is the rule, unfortunately. But I don't think his car went down there all the way. I don't know. But yeah, that, from second to 29th, losing all those points. And if he did, were to miss the playoffs. I don't know. Yeah, given the fact that Tyler Reddick, you know, has ran well all year. Teammate has ran well all year in the boot of Corey Heim. And I said this on one of the later episodes recently. With Corey Heim winning, Tyra's going to win at a rating one earlier in the year, winning 3 in a row. And not the boot, keep throwing aside, but Corey Heim winning a race this year. I know Bubba's going crazy. I know he's going buck wild, trying to get a win. Yes, again, what is the old saying here? that you got to take advantage of good race cars. That's like me saying, all right, you got to take advantage when your legs are fresh for a five. If you're feeling good on that particular day, it's particularly for race standards, right? Whether that's a 5K, whatnot, 10K, a mile race, even a marathon, you got to take advantage of when everything lines up for you. You got to take advantage of it because if you don't, you look back and say on it, damn, you know, I should have did this or I should have did that. I'm a big critic of myself too. I'm a big critic. That's the biggest critic is me. I'm also my biggest worst critic. So, hopefully Bubba can say that we can stem the tide a little bit and take advantage of those good race cars that he has. That's all I'm saying right there as well. But yeah, Bubba Wallace right there, kind of inching backwards, the wrong direction for that matter. Austin Cindric and Shane Van Gisbergen. So it's Wallace 13th, Cindric 14th, Shane Van Gisbergen 15th, and Erik Jones right now. And we're going to have to take a look at this. Take a look at the closer picture with Erik Jones and Joey Logano. Because can Priest get his act together? Yes, he can. But he's going to need somebody in here is going to have to go get hot. Joey Logano. Can he ride that little momentum to North Wilkesboro and keep it rolling? Erik Jones. He picked up the pace a little bit after it all started with the All-Star race. And ever since then, that 43 has really picked up the pace there. This is turning to be a fascinating race, folks, to get who's getting in that spot. So again, you cannot have too many. If you're back here, with Van Gisbergen, and I know I mentioned him a lot. Sorry. Cindric, a Wallace, a Jones. Yeah, you cannot allow that 22 in the mix. That 22 is gonna, and he's gonna definitely gonna have to earn it. I know we got Daytona in the air. Let's see. Today, when this podcast comes out, North Wilkesboro, he was successful. Let me see. He's won. Trying to think off of hand. Richmond, I think. Yeah, I mean, he's a threat. Joey Logano, we can't count this guy out. Yeah, Ryan Blaney has carried the ship forward the last couple of years, but this guy, Joey Logano, he's a three-time cup champion. So you know better not to count him out, because every time we count him out, he's right there like a wasp just and being annoying, right? So it's gonna be interesting down the stretch to see what happens. We're gonna keep it real close out on this battle. 43 and a 22. We'll see if somebody else steps up to the plate and gets hot and get mixed around at it. Priest, I think he can, but yeah, it's good. He can't be 8th this week and then turn around and be 24th next week. That's not gonna cut it. That's not gonna get it done. He's gonna have to put together runs consistently, and then on top of that, you're gonna have to have hope that Erik Jones, Van Gisbergen, or even let's say Bubba Wallace. What's his for the sake of the conversation? Bubba Wallace continues to self-destruct, to mess up, to screw up, and blow themselves out of the top 16 in points, right? So, yeah, man, this is coming down to Legacy Motor Club, a Toyota team, and Penske with the Joey Logano. And, yeah, Joey Logano, yeah, Joey, if you're Joey Logano, I'm going to ask the question like I asked last week at some point. Who would have thought going in here with just a handful of races now that we're talking about Joey Logano and him missing the playoffs to top 16 in driver standings? That's just crazy. That is crazy to me that we're talking about still that possibility. So we'll see what happens in North Wilkesboro, and we'll definitely keep an eye on this battle. We'll keep an eye on the front battle as well. The regular season championship is heated up big time now. We got a third player in the mix now. That and, of course, of Ryan Blaney following Ryan Blaney's dominating performance in Atlanta. They're getting the win over Carson Hocevar and Christopher Bell. Bell's been really, really close. I would not be surprised if Bell goes on and win this race today. I'm speaking today because this podcast will come out before the North Wilkesboro Cup race tomorrow. So Bell's been so close, so hard on himself. Biggest critic. We just talked about biggest critics on here not too long ago. So it's gonna be a fascinating race to see what happens with the pitchers, with both spectrum of the pitchers coming up here on the NASCAR Cup Series side. Yeah, I know we got a lot going on. Craftsman Trucks, NES O'Reilly. I said it almost like Xfinity, the former sponsor. No, it's O'Reilly now. So we'll get to them at some point there as well as we get set for the Window World 450? Yeah. For the Cup Series coming up on Sunday afternoon. The EG3. I'm tempted to say my other podcast, but I did not. The EG3 podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. We are free and available weekly or twice a week. Episodes come out before the Cup Series race. So this should be out 2 hours beforehand there as well. And also we'll talk about, obviously I talked a little about the running as well. I know we've been off on that as well because there ain't nothing going on. Eddie ain't signed up for no races yet, but that is coming. That is coming very, very soon. And oh, by the way, when I log off of here, EG3 is going to put it down. The cliffhanger continues. Yes. Y'all gonna say, Eddie, what are you doing? What are you doing? But hey, you know, I've given y'all too many pieces, cliffhanger pieces. Y'all gotta figure it out. Or we're just gonna say, hey, screw it. We're gonna leave a surprise. But it's already too late. I've already given y'all some more than what was she saying. But anyway, so there's that. As well, after going back and forth, what I want to do for the fall. Now I'm already planning out next spring. That is for certain with what's transpired with the KC Metro Mile a month and a half ago, right? So that's my jam, baby. Speed, baby. 5Ks, miles, mile races, 10Ks in there, and so forth there as well. I have something up my sleeve here, and it is coming. This event is coming up pretty fast. So, Yeah. We better put a pin on that right now. But again, we're on this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Audio Boom, Amazon, wherever you see your favorite genre of podcast. We are moving and grooving along on. We are moving and grooving along here in the summer, and we are already in the second half of July, which means we are that close to football season. And here and there, I know I did a preview on the NFC South. Yes, I know the Falcons are lame. You go ahead and tell me that. I know. I've been there, done that. Right? But here in a little bit, I'm going to be posting out, continue to do my division previews a little bit. And I'm going to continue down with the NFC. So we're going to stay there a little bit. So be patient. I know I talk about NASCAR a lot. I'm sorry about that because this was a NASCAR podcast for a handful of years. Before that, my first year of this podcast, it was just a normal sports podcast. So I was talking about football, basketball, and even a little racing in there, right? But so we'll be getting those getting out here. Well, I shouldn't say doing those. I'll be recording those very, very shortly. So be paying attention to that as well. And I wanted to get into something else. Oh, night racing. We're gonna have to put that on hold for the time being right now, as I'm out of time for this edition of the podcast. But yeah, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, the EG3 podcast. And if you want to know what Eddie's doing here in a couple weeks, you might want to hit that subscribe button as well. I gave y'all plenty of cliffhangers there as well. I'm surprised nobody has said it yet. Well, actually, one person did. But I didn't want to give that away. I didn't want to give that away too soon because I wanted to see, coming off of a track season, my mileage is my mileage is low for what it is compared to the last couple weeks. But now I'm like, all right, you know, let's try to stay healthy, and particularly for this race. We'll have to see. Oh, we're getting a little too silly here on this podcast. But yes. So again, NFL previews coming up. I mentioned K-State. There could be a crossover pretty soon as well. I'm excited. And hey, the thought just occurred to me. EG3 got an unexpected email. We'll get into that next week. We'll see how this upcoming week is. I believe it was another cliffhanger. So, yeah, EG3, in the middle of all his working, because all he does now is just work now. He don't have no fun no more. He's just got to go out and work. This was a surprise email from, and I'll give you a clue, and I'm going to leave it here, from one of the popular radio stations in town. I was absolutely stunned. Just stunned. This came out of left field. Left freaking field. How it gonna go next week? I'll let y'all know about that. So there's that. But I was stunned. I was stunned in the middle of trying to figure out some things and whatnot. I got an email from one of the popular radio stations in town. I might have said too much, but there's your obvious cliffhanger right there. Which one? I'm not gonna say it. Y'all got some guesses at it, but yeah. Either way, I am super honored to even have an opportunity. When is the last time I interviewed for an important position? I have no freaking clue. Cause again, Eddie just goes into work is too focused on work now. I don't have no fun no more. I just go and work, get my mile. Well, the fun part is get my miles in. Whether Eddie is hurting a little bit or healthy. Or in the middle. I'm even forced to still be running at this point. So, but yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, email this week saying, hey, can you do da 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 da. I'm like, excuse me? What did I apply for exactly? Hey, that's a lot of man, it's just weird, but I'm fired up for it, so we'll just see what happens, and yeah, I'll definitely let y'all know. On the next episodes of the EG3 podcast. Again, the EG3 podcast on iTunes, Spotify. Listen to your favorite genre of podcast. Get ready for North Wilkesboro for the Cup Series in a little bit. As I end this Saturday. Because when this episode comes out tomorrow, it's going to be almost green flag time over there in North Carolina. Therefore, North Wilkesboro there as well. But ladies and gentlemen, we have made it to the finish line on another edition of the EG3 podcast. Appreciate y'all. I did not expect to talk this long, but here we are. We made it despite everything else. Unbelievable. We made it through to the finish line on another episode of this podcast, the EG3 podcast, here in Kansas City, Missouri, recording this episode, North Wilkesboro week, July 18th, 2026. Damn, we're coming to the end of July already. Man, I feel like with all this going in your routine, this year's been boom, 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 boom. Everything's been going by so fast. And here before we know it, it's going to be the end of the year. Crazy. But we still got a rest of the summer and unpredictable fall ahead. Crazy, right? But right now, Eddie's just talking. It's going off on his legendary rants for no particular reason. But anyways, for the last time, we're going to put a pin on everything right now on this edition of the podcast. Appreciate y'all. Make sure you do tell a fellow friend, that friend knows the host of the show, he or she better describe his podcast. Y'all know what it is, the EGD podcast. Hey, we come out here weekly, so there's that. Eddie Reader III signing out for this late edition of the EG3 podcast. We'll talk to y'all next week.